Nick DiGilio here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. And coming up after midnight, we've got the Midnight Movie Reviews with Eric and Colin. We're also going to do a special salute to The Godfather, celebrating its 40th anniversary, if you can believe that. Makes me feel like I'm 103 years old. We also have Drunks in the News and Straight Out of Context and more, all coming up right here on WGN. We're going to be live until 2 a.m. But right now, I want to welcome to the show. 1 year ago, we had these guys on, and it's Grace McPhillips and Steve Schultz from the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup.
Yeah.
Got it.
Woo-hoo. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. I think the idea for this is just fantastic. Well, first of all, let's get your backgrounds and everything and how this whole thing started, and then we'll talk about the event and all the cool things that you guys do. So, Grace, what's your background?
I appreciate ladies first.
Yes.
So my background is I actually started in musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the South, but I just love Chicago because it's got that nice hospitality, you know, warm feel about it.
Yeah.
And I've really come to find a place and home in Chicago in the acting scene. I make my living as an actress in Chicago, yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
And I work in film and television. I recently died on The Mob Doctor.
What episode were you on?
I was on Turf War. I was the girl who got shot in the head.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah,
and you know what? My friend shot you.
Really?
Mike View shot you. My friend Mike View. He killed you. So
nice.
There you go. Yeah.
Now it all comes together.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like my best friend shot you in the head on Mob Doctor.
And now here we are.
Yeah. That's amazing.
No, it was a great
Have you done any Chicago Fire?
Not yet. No? Chicago Fire.
How about Boss?
Dick Wolf, call me. Yeah,
you
I was on Boss.
Boss.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Sad that just got canceled.
I know. It's crazy. That's really crazy.
Yeah,
so what now? When
political.
Did you start? You said you're from the South. Where?
Mm-hmm, Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow. It's a historic place right there.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So how does one get into musical theater in Montgomery, Alabama?
Oh, well, you know, musicals are about the only stage you can find besides Miss Teen Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And I did that as well.
You did that as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the do you still do stage?
You know, I haven't done stage in a while because I've just really enjoyed voiceover and on-camera work, and I've started producing my own films.
Hmm.
So actually I had a really good run this year with a short film called Fitting, and we even won Best Comedy, Best Director, Larry Ziegelman directed, and I won Best Comedic Actress.
Wow, that's
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
It was down in St. Louis.
That's great. That's really great. So
thanks.
So what can you remember the first time you were on stage?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that.
I was in Oliver.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, isn't like the every child's dream. And I was the kid who got to put the sticks out, you know, that they had to choose from. That was my big moment.
That was your big moment, huh?
Yes.
From that point on, it was the bug hit you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, really, and my father will be upset if I don't mention this, was the nativities at churches.
Oh, sure.
At the church. I think I played Mary at like age 5.
Typecast again.
Yeah, absolutely. So when did you come to Chicago?
In 2003, September 2003. So
what brought you here?
Well, I was interested in coming here, and then I met a man.
That always happens,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, and he was a musical director for Second City, so it was a great kind of insight into the acting world, too.
Yeah.
And, I ended up breaking contract from a theater in Louisiana and, like, just moved up here.
Wow. All right. Well, and so you've been acting ever since.
Yeah.
And doing, you know, film work and voiceover stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And you're making money doing it. That's great that you can do that. There's
yeah.
not there's not a whole lot of people who make money just
well,
strictly acting.
Yeah. And you got to hustle and you got to do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
when did you become part of this organization?
I actually founded this
yeah.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in 2007 because I was kind of sick of answering other people's questions. I wanted to know, like, I really entrenched myself in the industry. And so a lot of people would ask me questions, but I was like, well, who can I ask? And
yeah.
and I wanted to raise the bar and surround myself with people who were also out there hustling and like trying to figure out how to make a living at this.
Sure.
So that's when I started the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup, and I wanted it film centric because that was my focus at the time. And it's just blossomed
yeah.
and grown mm-hmm. and grown. And this past year, we took a really big step. And we are now a 501c3 organization.
Good for you. That's great. That's really great. How tough is that?
You know, it's long.
Yeah, it is.
The process is long. That's really the hardest part, I think.
Right.
The lawyers for the creative arts helped us out with our application, so it really ended up not being difficult. The waiting game is the worst.
Sure. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, Steve, what about you? What's your background in all that stuff?
Well, I actually first got started doing film, in part because my dad was teaching film and television back in Iowa, where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And so at a very young age, I was like the kid that college students would cast in their student projects.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I got a camera for that and got to do some like amateur voiceover stuff early on and learned about recording and then did theater work in high school, played the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz. And then in college, did some acting, did some writing, wanted to be in Chicago, though, because I heard that Second City was this place to go and study and train. And
Second City brings a lot of people to this city, man.
Mm-hmm. It certainly does.
They really do.
Yeah, in many ways.
I mean, I studied there.
I was going to say, did most of the Factory Theater people study there?
A lot of the Factory Theater, the people who started the Factory, essentially, the Factory Theater started 20 years ago because a lot of the people who were dissatisfied with Training Center and working at Second City decided, screw it, we're going to start our own theater company.
Wasn't the show Second City Didn't Want Us?
That was one of the shows that
title.
Was one of the shows that we did.
Second
City Didn't Want Us, or Is the Spot in Tour Co for My Girlfriend? Is the full title of that.
Right.
The full title of that show.
The subtitle, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Because when I trained at Second City, going through their Level 5 program, that's what we would do. We'd do like the first half of a full-blown Second City review.
Right.
And that was kind of the bug for me. I trained at I.O., Improv Olympics, studied at The Annoyance, and just continued that route for a while. And then in the early part of the 2000s, I started doing more theater work. And from that, I eventually got into like some student film projects and independent film projects. And so in 2008, I was part – actually 2007, I was cast in a film called Mr. Gloom, as was Grace McPhillips.
Yeah.
And then – like halfway through the year, Grace had to pull out of the project, and the director couldn't get equipment because another movie, Dark Knight, was in town.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
I don't know. They were using all these big lights and cameras and things.
Yeah.
So a year later, we both were available. We were both brought back onto the film. And so as we were shooting out in Naperville, Grace says, hey, I run this meetup group. And by the end of like the reshoots that we did in May, I decided to visit the group in June of that year and joined like, I guess, the next month, or joined in July. And as the group had grown that year, I think like 100 people probably grew in that year, came aboard of that year. Grace decided in 2009 to appoint a leadership team and take some people on from the group to help navigate things, work to assist her as assistant organizers.
Yeah.
So I submitted myself, became part of a 4-person team to work with Grace. And then earlier this year, was named co-director of the group.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Now, can you guys remember when and on what show you got your equity card?
I have not received it yet. I'm an EMC, so it's an equity membership program.
Well,
I'm one show away.
One show away.
One show away.
And since we're talking about film, I mean, I can tell you
when did you get your SAG card?
I actually, this is a little bit heartbreaking, but thank God they're merged now.
Right.
I had to join SAG and AFTRA in 1 month. Yeah.
Did you have money in the bank?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I had like half of the payment, and then thank God for payment plans.
Yeah.
I joined on a voiceover in a commercial, and you know, it's when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't a downpour, though.
Right.
So it took a little while, but then it really, you know, picked up and kicked off.
And what about you, your SAG card?
Yeah. 2005, it was just after I did a commercial for Security Health Plan, which is sort of like a Blue Cross Blue Shield in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And that ran enough in cycles up there to pay for my membership.
Well, it's amazing how, you know, the thing is, when you go out for commercials and voiceovers and things like that, it's there's so many people who are vying for it.
Oh, yeah.
Who want it. It's tough. It's really, really tough.
And especially these days, because when we go into O'Connor casting for a commercial, it literally is being auditioned in New York and L.A. almost at the same time. And the callbacks are simulcast and all go.
It's so crazy.
Literally, you're competing against the whole nation.
It's really nuts.
Yeah.
And but I'll tell you what, if you book a national. Whew,
They are definitely good, although they're being fragmented these days.
Oh, they
because
are.
Of the new media.
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, what's going on with that then?
Well, it's sort of like...
We're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, in the union. Here's what can happen, though. A friend of mine who's in L.A. came out of Chicago, got booked in a commercial for Walmart. There's a series of Walmart ads that were being cast all throughout here last year.
Okay.
She got into one, and I saw it and wrote her note on Facebook. Hey, congratulations on the ad. She said, where did you see it? I said, I saw it online. She said, that's the only place it's been running.
Oh.
And that's a national spot that Walmart had created that could have been on TV, but ended up just being online.
Okay.
What did they always say? Just only count on your session fee.
Yeah.
It could get killed.
You know, but see, when the thing is, though, you know, like when I see commercials now, like, you know, how much money do you think that Can You Hear Me Now Verizon guy earned?
Oh,
I mean, can you imagine that? He was
millions.
Every medium.
He's set. He's set.
Exactly. I mean, that was it. And the girl from Progressive.
Flo is doing well.
Flo's doing
my
well.
My God. I mean, you see, people. Right. I don't think people realize how much money that woman is making.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the dirty little secret in that that's what actors make their bread and butter on.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, God bless the advertising world.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about that and the world of acting, and we're also going to tell you about this event that's happening on Monday night. Chicago Acting and Film Meetup is happening at the Hard Rock Hotel.
That's right.
We're going to rock the red carpet.
Cool. We're going to get all the details on that with Grace and Steve. More to come. If you've got a comment or a question, it's 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio on WGN. Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue on a Friday night. We are here till 2 a.m. After midnight, it's the Midnight Movie Reviews. We're also going to do a salute to the 40th anniversary release of The Godfather, and you can see the movie on the big screen. We'll tell you all about that. That's coming up. Monday night, by the way, there is an event that's happening at the Hard Rock Hotel down here, and it is the film actors... you're going to party at. You guys are going to party and meet up.
Yeah,
indeed.
Grace McPhillips and Steve Schulz are with us from Chicago Acting and Film Meetup. First of all, tell us about how this group started and what you guys do.
Cool. Well, it's a mentorship group, really, for actors who work in film. It's a safe place where they can all come together and talk about that dirtbag director who, you know, scammed you.
Uh-huh.
Or this great experience you had with a casting director and not feel the pressure of, ooh, is there an agent in the room, a producer in the room, that kind of thing. It's just actors where we can share our war stories and also explore new ways to navigate the world. So it's more than acting. It's also business. You really have to be an entrepreneur as an actor if you're going to make a living.
And what we end up doing is we also work with each other to encourage each other, but also offer each other opportunities. And there are many things that come out of this group, independent film projects in Chicago especially, that we will pass along to each other. So if I'm unavailable for a project, but I know several other people in this group could do it, I'll pass along that audition notice. Or we'll make people aware of things that happen if one of our agents gets something and maybe the rest of us haven't seen it, like a directive from a casting director, hey, don't do this at the sessions.
We'll send it out to the whole group so everybody's got a heads up.
So we're all on the same page.
And do you guys cover everything? I mean, commercials and all that stuff?
If it deals with a camera, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we even touch on voiceover a little bit because there is, you know, ADR and animation kind of things that we talk about.
And how do you guys get along with the casting agents and all the other and the people that are involved on the other side of the business?
We do, definitely.
You know, it's funny. Anything where you are encouraging actors to work harder for themselves, the casting directors and the agents are like, oh my God, please keep it up.
And thank you very much.
So actually, at our party tomorrow, we have these amazing, thank you, gosh, it's been a long week. Monday night, we have priceless raffles because we are giving away 10 minutes with O'Connor Casting, Simon Casting, PR Casting, and we're giving away 10 minutes with 5 different agencies in Chicago.
Right. Grossman and Jack, Great Talent, Lily's, Big Mouth, and Payanessa Talent.
Wow.
So what it means is you as an actor, one actor will win each one of these prizes. They will get 10 minutes one-on-one FaceTime with David O'Connor, with Claire Simon, with mm-hmm. Mickey and Jen over at PR Casting, mm-hmm. and with the on-camera agents at each of these agencies.
Yeah, one of the women who won it last year for the casting directors actually ended up booking a television show later.
Wow.
And she had never been called into the office before.
How much, you know, how much on-camera stuff is there in Chicago? Is there a ton?
Well, you know what? There's a variety.
Yeah.
So if you add
I mean,
it all
I
up,
mean that, yeah, with
yeah,
everything.
There's
yeah.
a ton. There's, what, a, there's definitely mostly, opportunities. Something's I mean, filming all the time.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they're bringing more movies here to Chicago. They're also doing a lot of TV shows, including, you know, Mob Doctor, and mm-hmm. what we just mentioned. They're more so than previous years.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of commercials are cast here that aren't necessarily Chicago. I mean, they're cast here in Chicago that they don't shoot here.
Yeah,
correct?
Although
there's some of those. Yeah.
Yeah, although IATSE and the Illinois Tax Incentive has brought in quite a few commercial campaigns, mm-hmm. Including all those Walmart spots,
right.
Because they've made it advantageous for them to be here. Yeah.
The other thing that the tax incentive has helped is video production on the new media side, including mm-hmm. things like online.
Like all the Onion stuff is now shooting here.
All the stuff for the Onion.
Oh, that's right.
That had been in New York is
yep.
shooting here. Mm-hmm.
They moved here. That's yeah.
exactly.
They're over in River North now.
That's yeah. right, yeah. And earlier this year, as part of like the Week in Review series, Grace got to do one. I got to do one. They're just going through Chicago actors left and right because they try and do things as real as possible with
sure.
the Onion. So
yeah.
they can't use me twice. Otherwise, be like, who's that guy playing the same character?
Right,
like,
right.
So they're
and they're producing so much content.
Right, right. Yeah. Some like long form series and some things like the Onion, the Week in Review.
Besides that, are there a lot of avenues for actors on the internet?
Yeah.
Does it pay well?
No. Yes and no.
Okay.
You know what? I'll say that.
Yeah.
There are new media contracts under SAG-AFTRA that do give you a sizable chunk of change, mm-hmm. which is good. But a lot of the other stuff, we're still figuring out how to monetize.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even I think like HP and Groupon and anybody who's big and doing video content, still kind of trying to figure out what the value on the social media is and what the value on the web series are.
Yeah.
You know, there's YouTube and Amazon have, I think, partnered to do these special channels. In fact,
right.
The Onion got, I think, like...
have one of the channels.
One
yeah.
of the channels.
Yeah.
And then there's Wigs, which is all female content. John Avnet, Rodrigo Rodriguez. Am I saying Robert Rodrigo?
Robert Rodriguez?
Yes,
Robert?
Thank
okay.
you.
Uh-huh.
He's also directing a whole series. Virginia Madsen's in that. Julia Stiles, some really great people, Jennifer
yeah.
Garner.
Mm-hmm.
So there is content online, for sure.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
expanding opportunities and also allows you to produce your own stuff.
It's true.
Right, which
okay.
is something we champion.
We're going to talk about all of that and more, and we'll talk about the event, get all the details on the event, and how, if actors are interested in joining up with the meetup,
sure.
we can talk about that as well.
You
cool.
got it.
Grace and Steve are with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we've got the news coming up next on WGN. Did I forget something here? I did, didn't I? What am I doing? No, I didn't. I'm okay. Everything's okay. I'm losing my mind. I don't know. We were just talking about off the air how I've seen like 9 movies in the past
yes.
week that are all
yes.
almost 3 hours long.
Well, and everybody's so. Christmas party has
yeah.
been all
Absolutely.
Day, every day.
Okay.
It catches up.
The news is next. I got a little confused because I'm easily confused right here on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. We're here until 2 a.m. after midnight. It's the Midnight Movie Reviews with Eric and Colin. We're going to do a special salute to The Godfather celebrating its 40th anniversary. And we also have Drunks in the News and Straight Out of Context and much more. But right now I am talking with Steve Scholz and Grace McPhillips from the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup. There's a big event that's happening on Monday, December 10th at the Hard Rock Hotel that we want to talk about. But let's first talk about what happens at these meetups. I want to talk a little bit about how often they happen. I know there are most of them are private except for what's happening on Monday.
That's exactly right.
give me a rundown on how, you know, what happens at these events.
Well, as we like to say, what happens in the meetup stays in the meetup. So I'm not
going
to share the private details. We could probably give an overview of
yeah,
some of what
happens. I'm not asking for any secrets or anything.
We're not going to name any names.
You don't
no.
have to name any names.
No.
This isn't TMZ.
Code of silence is going to be removed slightly.
Yeah.
From this. Yeah.
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
we work it out and really have some hard discussions sometimes.
Yeah.
And then we also bring in panelists who have excelled in our career or who are casting directors from L.A. We had a great casting director from L.A. come
yeah.
out here this year.
Yeah.
We had a whole panel of actors who have worked both in LA and in Chicago and have managed to do both. So that was kind of one of the experiences that we went through.
At these meetups, generally, how many people are usually there? How many actors show up? How many people are there?
On average, we have anywhere from 40 to over 100.
Wow.
And it often depends on the topic or the guest, because there'll be things that are member-run meetups where we'll do things to co-mentor each other, especially if somebody has an area of expertise. There's one member of our group who came from the business world and was very successful there in sales, has applied a lot of those techniques to her own career doing voiceover and on-camera work. She did an entire meetup about how to market yourself.
Oh, so there's like a different theme at
each
meetup?
There's a different theme
every month.
Every single
month. Now, how do actors get involved in this if they want to do this?
Well, they're going to go to meetup.com/Chicago Film Actors.
Meetup.com/Chicago Film Actors.
Yeah, totally simple.
Okay.
You can probably also just Google it. And then they're going to fill out an application and submit a professional headshot, and they need to answer the questions professionally and thoroughly, or they don't make it onto the next level.
Mm. Right. And what that allows them to do is to attend one of the meetups as a pending member, and after that meetup, it's kind of an interview process where they have to meet with Grace or myself.
One of the leadership members.
Yeah. So maybe Jennifer Saul or Christian Taylor or Adam Stevenson. And what that means is they would meet with us one-on-one. We'd kind of interview them, see what they can offer to the group, see what they're interested in the group. And after that, we discuss who's going to come in.
Is there a certain level of experience that you expect from the actors, or a certain number of credits that they have to be a part of the meetup?
You know, it's not a number of credits, but it is a level of professionalism.
Right.
And we want people to have an agent. We want people to have a professional headshot. We want them out there auditioning. We want them to have at least done, you know, one or two film things. Maybe they've got a dearth of theater experience and now are moving more into the film world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally acceptable and awesome.
And I'm assuming you've gotten several people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Who need help crossing over from theater, because it's a completely different ball. It's a completely different ball game.
That's why I started the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I've actually stuck with the group, because I'm benefiting more on that side now, knowing what I need to know about film work and on-camera work that I wouldn't get from theater work or even just classes.
You know what's amazing is that, so that's almost, it's not a casting session so much, but you are looking at their, you're looking at their experience, you're looking at them.
Exactly.
We want the people to be able to give as much as they're going to get from the group, because that's the only way the group is going to get better.
If you co-mentor, you have to be able to give as good as you get.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. The whole casting process is such a crazy thing. I've been on both ends of it, you know, of auditioning and things like that. And just this, it's really strange. Just this, this show that I directed right now, that's running right now, Toast of the Town, we had auditions for it in August. And we had 2 days of auditions. And I think the full, like, in 4 hours one day, 4 hours the next day. And it was just like, you know, people are coming in, reading the same sides over and over again. It gets a little bit, you know, it gets a little bit crazy. A guy came in, and I'm obviously not going to obviously say his name or anything. Guy came in and killed it. He was great. You know, I looked at his credits. He had a pretty good amount of experience and on stage and stuff. And it was a good looking headshot. And he came in and just killed it. So I cast him. And then once our cast list was released to the ensemble of the factory, we got 3 or 4 emails from people said, you can't work with this guy. He's unbelievably unprofessional.
Wow.
He's not, you know, this is just not good.
Yeah.
And so, like what you guys are talking about, suddenly I'm hearing stories about this person from people who've had the experience of working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to recast. Mm-hmm. So based on that.
Reputation is so important.
It's true because otherwise I'd have cast this guy and something. You know, you don't know what would have happened. And the stories that I heard were unbelievable. I mean, like, seriously, like whoa! And it wasn't just one isolated incident. I heard it from 3 different people.
Yeah, unsolicited.
Absolutely.
Right.
No, they saw the guy's name on the cast list and went, no. So, yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff, I'm sure.
Right.
Does that kind of stuff pop up?
You know,
it does.
We even have once you're in the group, your decorum is incredibly important.
Yeah.
And we have a 3 strikes, you're out rule. And if you, you know, go off on a rant, you know, you get a warning. If you do it again, you're kind of like, hey, you can't let that happen.
Right.
And the third time, you know, you just remove them. And it's amazing. It's happened maybe 3 or 4 times, honestly, this whole the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And once the person is removed, I always will put out a comment to the whole group. Hey, this person's been removed because of this. and numerous emails come back saying thank you.
Right.
Well, yeah. But that kind of stuff does, when you're having these meetups and stuff like that, you were talking about earlier that you can talk about directors or talk mm-hmm. about these kind of people. How often has it changed people's minds about working? Has it ever?
Yeah.
Like I just said, I recast this dude. So yeah. does anything like that happen because of the meetups? Yeah.
Positive and negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's nice is that we have a message board and we have a mailing list connected with the site, which allows us to have ongoing communication. So as an example, if there's somebody posting in a section on the message board about casting directors, somebody might say, hey, I had this terrible experience with so-and-so. You know, I feel like I never want to go in with them again. And somebody else might respond from the group, you know what? Had that experience one time. Actually talked with them later. They're having a really terrible day.
Right.
Got to keep that in mind.
So the flip
they're going
side
through this.
Happens too.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah. And so that's helpful as well. So it's not just don't ever work with so-and-so.
No.
It can also be, all right, here's the perspective. Or I took this class with this person. They were great. And another person writes back and said, yeah, it wasn't as good as I thought was going to be. And having those, you know, knowing that everybody's experience is going to be their own, we can learn from each other on whatever path we may be on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And how often do the meetings happen, the private ones? So how often do you guys have meetups?
We meet once a month.
Okay.
And then this is our big open to the public.
Right.
Events.
Which we're going to get all the, we're going to get all the.
Oh, no, it's fine. And then we also do a summer social. But one of the things we really want to do, and one of the reasons we're raising money with this fundraiser, is we want to expand our outreach to the community and offer more showcases so that people can see these films that we're producing on and starring in or independent films that we're doing leads in and versus the, you know, one line on Boss or being shot in the head
or being shot,
a seizure.
Shot in the head, having a seizure on Mob.
Right.
Yes.
And because we become a 501c3 now, that's kind of our obligation to continue the educational outreach. But
yeah.
that's been our plan all along.
Yeah.
Because we've always mentored each other internally. And this year has been a great way for us to do more outreach.
Yeah.
We actually did something really cool back in the spring, thanks to Grace in large part being connected as a SAG council member at the time, when SAG and AFTRA were about to merge, there were all these internal meetings and things going on among the union members.
So non-members were kind of left in the dark.
Yeah, and we didn't always, I should say, people who are in our group are members of SAG-AFTRA and some are not. So it's not strictly, you don't have to be a union member to join the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup. But what we did is we offered everybody a chance to attend a town hall-style discussion that was put on for not just actors, but the whole production community.
Yeah.
And we brought in people who are from the Chicago local, people on the staff, folks who had worked on the actual contract negotiations for SAG and AFTRA to merge. And Grace hosted the night. And it was terrific because we got feedback from all these people and others showed up from our group and from outside of our group to learn what this would mean for their careers and maybe answer questions from people who would be like, okay, do I join now?
Well, and as you know, if you're going to continue as an actor in your career, you're going to eventually have to join Equity or SAG-AFTRA.
Right.
And so we actually refer to the people who aren't in the union yet. We refer to them as pre-union because they're in our group and they have a career.
Someday,
it's going to happen.
Yeah,
right.
We're optimistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Let me ask you this really quick before we break. When we come back, we'll get into all the details about the event that's happening at the Hard Rock Hotel on December 10th, Monday night.
Cool.
What the first meetup that you ever had, how many people were there?
You ready for this? So really the first meetup that I had scheduled, there were going to be four people, myself, Mike McNamara
of the Midwest Independent Film Festival.
Yeah. Jen LaForte and Calliope Porter, who were both.
Jen LaForte, I've directed in a show.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
She was
go.
In Operation Infiltration. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Jen and Calliope had to bail. And Mike showed up. I was like, Mike, you want to get a drink? And he was like, oh, my gosh, what? So but then the next week, the three girls got together. And that was the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And meetup.com had just come out. And so I just bought a page and started it. And we didn't really have any qualifications in the beginning. It was just like, hey, are you a working film actor? Join.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, slowly grew the group and also, you know, helped direct which way I wanted the group to go professionally.
And you expect how many people Monday?
Probably about 300.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
And we've got room for 500.
That's awesome. That's great. All right. We're going to get more people there because we're going to talk about it. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We are in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Grace McPhillips and Steve Scholes are with us from the Chicago Acting in Film Meetup, which is having a big event on Monday. All right, let's hear the details. It's Monday night, December 10th at the Hard Rock Hotel. How can people show up? It's open to the public.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Big prizes to raffle off, all kinds of cool stuff. Tell us what's going to be going on Monday.
Well, we really decided to take it up a notch this year, and it is swanky, and it's got fancy food. And, the ticket price is a little bit more, but if you buy online, you will save $20.
Okay.
So go to chicagoactingandfilm.org and put a www in front of it. So www.chicagoactingandfilm.org.
Right.
Yeah, the tickets are $55 online and $75 at the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what happens what's the evening plan?
Well, first as you come in and check in, you're going to be escorted down the hall to rock the red carpet. We've got a lovely step and repeat. Come on, if you're going to come and party with film actors, you better rock it.
Okay.
And then, obviously we're going to have a great food spread. And
we've got some treats from Cake Bite Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
If you know Cake Bite
Girl. I do know Cake Bite Girl.
Nice.
That's great. Yeah. She's totally hooking us up. We're also going to be playing a couple different games to try and up the funds. And we've got Photo Booth Express has given us a photo booth. So that'll be really fun.
That's
Everybody can
fun.
Go home with a nice little film strip.
Yeah, souvenir picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a wine bottle ring toss.
Ring toss for the wine bottles where you can actually win the wine.
Oh, well, there's a prize.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Indeed. And then there's also the pin the nose on Rudolph game.
Yeah, and this is actually our really big game. Mm. So you've got to play the game and pin the nose on Rudolph. And if you win that, you get to enter into a awesome winter weekend getaway courtesy of the Hard Rock Hotel.
Wow.
Two nights downtown, plus a $25 gift certificate to Wildberry Pancakes and Cafe. And then a $50 gift certificate to Tavern on the Park. And then a $100 gift certificate to Mercat a la Plancha, the tapas restaurant. And you also get two passes to the IMAX Theater.
Wow.
Down on Navy Pier,
That's amazing.
That's the grand prize.
Wow, that's a great prize. That's really, really great. So, and then there's going to be actors aplenty there. There's going to be a lot of networking and all that stuff.
We're going to have high boys, low boys, a whole lounge section. And then also the awesome band Eastern Block is going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a dance floor so you can cut a rug. If you're going to look swanky, might as well.
Yeah. So all of this is now because you guys are now ready to be a nonprofit. You're a nonprofit.
Yes, we are
so
official nonprofit.
501c3.
Official nonprofit. And so you're trying to raise a ton of money so that you can continue to do these meetups.
Exactly.
During
we
the course
can bring
of the year.
In bigger people to we want to bring in more studio folks to understand and meet more Chicago actors and see the awesome stuff that we're doing.
Right.
How go ahead.
I was going to say also do outreach. We did something this summer with Michael Kostroff, who you may know from The Wire.
Yes.
He came in. He teaches a workshop called the Audition Psych 101.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because it helps you get out of the mindset of when you go into an audition and freak out and you're worried that you're being judged and everybody in the room is better than you and why am I here? He breaks it down. He's been in the business long enough to go through every single one of those problems and issues. And we brought him in at the recommendation of a couple members in our group.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a private session with him, but we sponsored a public session for actors in Chicago to come and pay what they could. And he does this workshop all across the country when he has time.
Yeah,
and it's that type of thing we want to keep doing for the community so that it's not just
us benefiting.
So
the more money you guys raise, the more things like that will happen during the course of the year.
Right, right. The more projects.
It's chicagoactingandfilm.org. chicagoactingandfilm.org, where you can get your tickets online at the events page.
Right.
And it is Monday night. What time does it start?
7
p.m.
7 p.m. Monday night on December 10th. At the Hard Rock Hotel in Chicago, if you are a film actor and you're interested in expanding your resume, or if you're a director,
come on out.
It's time to network. It's time to meet. It's time to party and have a good time. Yeah. All kinds of great prizes are going to be available. And you also mentioned one more time for people who may have just tuned in. There's also you're raffling off 10 minutes with casting directors.
The three major casting houses in town, five of the biggest agencies. It's really going to be an awesome opportunity. We also have some training centers who have offered full class sessions for free in the raffle. So
Acting Studio Chicago, Green Room, Jimmy Crane, who teaches an improv class,
a
six-week class. And we also have things for, non-actors. We have some great prizes. We have Cubs tickets. And we
have Sox tickets.
And with the Sox tickets, Alejandro de Asa, the center fielder, has autographed a photo that's been donated. So whoever gets the Sox tickets will get
That's Memorabilia.
That's great. So there's all kinds of really cool prizes and Cubs and Sox tickets and so much more.
And there's some gift certificates that you can win with
One more game. Balloon
more
pop.
Game. Balloon pop.
A balloon pop game?
Yeah.
And if you hit the right balloon, and we can't tell you which one it is, but there'll be several balloons decorated like a Christmas tree. If you hit the right one, you will win a gift certificate that could be a restaurant gift certificate, could be a
movie
comedy club,
tickets,
movie tickets, any number of things.
Stuff. Or a pithy quote.
All right. Right. That's awesome. So it sounds like it's going to be a fun night. Monday,
it's gonna be great.
December 10th, and if you're an actor, or even if you're not, you know, you want to come, you can check it out. It's open to the public. And Monday night is always when they schedule these sort of actory events, which is why we scheduled our 20th anniversary night at Factory Theater.
That's great. Congratulations on hosting,
man.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And it's happening at the same time. So we'll be partying. We'll be partying in the Ravenswood area. You guys will be partying downtown.
Chicago will be a buzz.
It will be. A lot of actors will be getting drunk that night. It's pretty much what, which kind of happens every night. But anyway, so yeah, it's Chicago Acting and Film. It's a big meetup. It's the annual networking night and holiday fundraiser, and you can check it out Monday, December 10th. It starts at 7 o'clock, Hard Rock Hotel. You can get your tickets at chicagoactinginfilm.org, chicagoactinginfilm.org.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys raise a ton of money on Monday night.
Thanks.
And I hope you guys have a really good time. Always a pleasure to have you guys anytime you want to come down.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right, Grace and Steve from the Chicago Acting and Film Meetup. Big event, Monday, December 10th. Thank you guys. All right, we will be right back with the news.